for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to be talking here with Robert Green. Mr. Green is with Fraser Foods. And you and I were talking about something that we haven't talked an awful lot about on the Phil Hendry Show, and that is the crash of this inner-city train here in Los Angeles.
It was a horrible event, Phil, and the Metrorail train, when that man left his truck on the track.
And so I can recap for everybody, there was a man who was suicidal. He left his truck out on a track. He was going to sit at the truck, and he was going to let the train hit him. At the last minute, he got out of his truck, left it there on the track. The train hit the truck, and there were a great many people killed.
It's true. It was a horrible event, and our hearts go out to the families and the victims. It's senseless, and I think it shows ultimately what a sorry case a lot of these suicide peoples are. I mean, they want you to feel sorry for them, but in the end, if you remember them at all you remember is a loser. And
I don't know what I think about suicide, but if you're going to kill yourself, have the common courtesy to go someplace far away.
Absolutely.
And so we don't have to clean up your mess.
The reason, I think, Phil, what was more unfortunate about this horrible event, the news reporting that went on around this thing, I've got to point out to you, your local Los Angeles radio station reported that people from a store, a large retail store, employees from that store ran over to help. And
well, you're talking about the people that work at Costco, which is a large retail kind of outlet store, who it was open at that hour of the day, and a lot of the employees went over there?
Well, here is where the problem comes into play. I understand the employees ran to the aid of the crash victims, but what happened subsequent to that was there was a lot of press coverage of Costco, and there are those of us in the retail business who obviously are asking ourselves today why they get all of this free publicity. See, in other words,
well, it was their employees that ran out of the store. The train crash happened near.
No, I understand that, I don't want to seem indelicate, but there are questions that have to be answered because the mayor of Los Angeles, James Hahn, went on record as commending these employees. So now he has removed himself from any impartiality, and the National Transportation Safety Board, I think, needs to look into. Obviously, the crash, but also, did these people run out of the store because they cared about those victims? Were they running out of the store because they knew there were news helicopters in the air and they wanted to get publicity for their store? And
that's a cynical view to take, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm going to say
let's just assume they ran out of the store
an act of human kindness, as you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's the case, but the fact is they still got a lot of... See, here's my question and here's my dilemma. How come they get to have Costco all over the news for 3-4 hours as long as they covered this train crash? Fraser Foods, we didn't get any publicity. We don't have any Metroline tracks that run near our store. So we're not going to...
Well, forgive me for asking. You're not asking for a train crash to happen near your store.
Absolutely, Phil. God forbid that. I'm just saying that if one crashed near our store, then we certainly would not have our employees run out there on purpose just to get publicity.
Well, you know, that's something that hasn't been proved. And to even intimate that is almost slanderous.
No, look, what I'm trying to say is, why do they get all the free publicity is all I'm saying. So what we're asking for is a federal-level investigation, because I don't think the city can conduct it, given the fact that Hahn was on TV, you know, as my son likes to say, you know, tinkling all over Costco. You know, there he is all over Costco. So
I believe the mayor of Los Angeles was saying something that everybody would say. These are people who ran out of that store in the middle of their workday. These good people saw other human beings suffering, and they went out to help them.
I would like to share your optimism, but all I'm asking for is a federal-level investigation.
And at the federal level, you're talking NTSB?
Absolutely. A federal-level investigation, though, not just into the causes of the crash, which I think are pretty clear, but how come Costco gets to have all this publicity? And what's going on with that? Because I believe other retailers feel the way that I do about this. And the same thing with Starbucks after 9/11 when they gave all those guys water.
Well, the Starbucks publicity was decidedly negative because, as I remember, they were charging those firefighters for water. But I'll give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, many of you probably saw this story in the national news. Pretty devastating to have this guy who's trying to commit suicide park his truck on a train track, and the train runs right smack into it, killing all those people on that train.
And the other thing, Phil, that I think needs to be said here is this guy parks his car on the train track, and the Metroline train runs smack into it. It kills all those people. And I don't know whether this guy was a former employee of Costco or whether he was trying...
Well, what are you intimating, that he was trying to get publicity for Costco?
I don't know. I'm saying that I don't know. I'm saying that...
Are you saying that the guy that tried to kill himself...
That's why I'm asking for a federal-level investigation. Because for 3 solid hours... As you got to understand what I do for a living. I'm a retailer. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. And I'm for 3 hours, it's like someone is searing me with a hot branding iron. I'm watching Costco, free publicity. The people are coming out of that store, getting a lot of very good publicity.
Well, there's nothing wrong, and in other words, you don't see there's anything wrong with people coming to the aid of other people.
I don't think there's anything wrong with people coming to the aid of other people, no. I think there's something wrong with the news media beating it into the ground, that's all. And so I'm on your program tonight to respectfully suggest that the news media stop talking about Costco, because I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods, and we didn't get any publicity because there's no train track, for a train to crash near our store. And so here comes Costco this and Costco that. I would like you and other members of the news media not to mention it. That's all.
You're not telling me you don't want to hear...
I realize you could say the retail, just not mention the name of the store. And at the same time, we want a federal-level investigation as to why Costco gets... How come they get all the free publicity?
Their store was open. Okay.
Well, why did the Costco workers wear their aprons outside of the store if they weren't looking for publicity?
Because they saw the train crash, and they ran to the aid of these people.
But why could they not have... And again, this is something the federal government, the NTSB, needs to look into. Why didn't they remove their aprons before they ran out?
Why didn't they remove their aprons before they ran... I don't know that anybody's going to think to do that. Okay?
No, you wouldn't think to do it if you're looking to get cheap publicity.
I think you're attributing some pretty nasty stuff, don't you?
No, sir, I do not. I'm not questioning the motives of those people.
Well, yes, you are. You're saying that they kept their Costco aprons on so they could be seen as they ran out into the out into the day with the television helicopters overhead and them.
And they were cooking up. Were they not cooking pizza, and they were giving out chicken and everything?
Yes, sir, they were, because Costco has the whole restaurant area.
And here you are promoting what Costco has. Oh, they have the restaurant area. At Fraser Foods, we have all of those things. We have a snack shop. We have a snack bar. So what I'm trying to say is you can mention what these people did. You don't have to say it's Costco this and Costco that. And again, those aprons are a tip-off to me.
The Costco people wear...
And again, Mr. Turner, I don't want to get juvenile, but if I have to get juvenile to make my point, I will.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, I'd rather not hear the name of the store is what I'm saying.
Let me just get a phone call before we go to a break, Bob, because we've got people who want to weigh in on this. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead. Susan?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I'm just amazed at what he's saying. I mean, is he saying that if somebody had an accident in front of his establishment, they wouldn't go out and help?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though, why does...
You'd make them disrobe first?
No, not disrobe, but I'm just saying, how come every time I turn around, I'm hearing the name of this company?
Well, because they were near that establishment.
Okay, they were near that establishment. Why can't they just say some people came out and helped? But they keep pounding the name. Talk about free publicity, and it's national publicity.
Well, so are you suspecting that somebody else has something to benefit other than Costco?
See, if you could instruct your callers not to say the name of the company.
But that's who she's referring to, the company.
Well, I didn't hear the lady's question.
All right, look, Susan, thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. She said, do you think that people would help, not necessarily looking to benefit Costco?
I don't know. That's why I'm looking for a federal-level investigation, and then you keep talking about the name of the company. How come they get to have their name all over the news and we don't?
Because there wasn't a train crash near your store.
And I'm the cynic. So you're asking that people die near my store?
No, I'm not asking that people die near your store. God forbid that it should ever happen again. I'm just saying that the people there at Costco...
Again, you mentioned the name, though. And that, to me, is...
Well, it's the name of the company. The workers came out of their store to render aid. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We're having a debate as to whether or not the name of Costco, which is the company whose employees came out of the store in Glendale and helped those people who are crash victims, should be repeated over and over again in the news media. It's free publicity, and he says it may be calculated publicity because the Costco workers did not take their aprons off when they ran out of the store, thus identifying them to any news helicopter as people who work at Costco. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green, I'm not trying to make you look like the bad guy. You know, I'm just simply saying that the people at Costco responded, I think, in a human way.
Well, let's look at I'm in my store right now. Fraser Foods has four major stores. We have 360 employees just between our four stores. And we have the snack bar. We got everything that they have at Costco. The quality of our food. We're primarily a supermarket as opposed to a larger warehouse style store. But you know, the fact is, we still do as good a job.
I'm not. I wouldn't deny that.
But nobody knows that because for three solid hours on the news, there are red Costco aprons everywhere. When I looked at that news helicopter.
Are you okay? And so,
what I'm saying is, Phil.
See, you keep referring to that almost as if you wish a train would crash outside your store.
I don't wish ill on anyone, Mr. Hendry. I'm a father, but if you're asking me, given the choice of that train crashing near this other store or at my store, yes, I would have rather it crashed near my store because.
So you could get the publicity. So that you could...
Well, we wouldn't be running out of the store, you know, saying, hi, we're Fraser Foods, but it's a nice... you know, in life and in retail, a break like that only comes along, you know...
A break like that.
I understand people died, but you got to understand as a retailer, I'm sure there's other store owners out there, you don't get a break like that every day. For a major news story like that, a train to plow into a truck that some... they said it was a Mexican parked his truck there?
It was a suicide. This guy was going to kill himself by having the train run into his truck while he sat in it, and at the last minute, instead of just driving the truck away, he got out of the truck and left it on the tracks, and the train plowed right into it.
All right, but it was a Mexican, right?
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, I'm just saying. So... Costco gets the break and I don't understand that.
All right, let me go to our phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Connie, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This gentleman here is absolutely absurd to think that people that were going out in good faith to help these people that were off, you know, absolute victims of this horrendous accident, that they were coming out for a publicity stunt is basically what he's saying.
Yeah, but why didn't they take the aprons off? See,
the deal is that during a stressful situation like that, you react. You don't take the time to take your jacket off, to take your shoes off, to take your apron off.
Good point.
You go to help people. These people went out
to
help these people in good faith.
She told me to go to hell.
No, she didn't say go to hell. She said you go to help.
go to hell. You go to hell.
You just told me to go to hell.
These Costco employees went out in good faith, and you're trying to make it into something that it is not.
Ma'am, I have
worked in retail also, and I agree that, you know, publicity is publicity. But you know what? The Costco employees did not ask for this publicity. It happened to happen. They were good people, went to help, and you're making it into a bad thing.
Well, ma'am,
if I was your employer, I'd find out, and I'm not going to say the food store you work for, but if I found out, you should be ashamed of yourself that you'd be looking for a new job.
Well, ma'am, all I'm saying is, by the way, I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods, and what I'm saying is everything they have at Costco, from their hot dogs to their pizza and to their rotisserie chickens and soft drinks, we have that too.
Right, but what you're doing right now, is you're making what good people did into a bad situation.
Yeah, you're making
just to give your safe publicity.
No,
old store publicity.
No, that's wrong.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No, ma'am.
You keep going over and over what you have compared to them. This is absurd.
Well, no, wait a minute.
This is a very tragic event. This is a very tragic event.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And these people went out in good faith to help. And you know what's wrong with this world is people like you make that into something shouldn't be.
Well, Phil, let me jump in here. The lady's making some points, and I think they'd be valid if she was talking to somebody else. But I would ask the lady, with all due respect, when's the last time a train crashed near you? See, not lately. So
God forbid that ever happened.
Look at
you
Bill,
know, these people.
Bill Worthington is a very good friend of mine, was working over for a tire distributor when a helicopter crashed. And Worthington said, his first reaction was, I got to go out and help them. But his second reaction was, I got the jacket on, they're going to see it from the news chopper.
When you go under stress,
you just go out and do it. All right, Connie,
thank
you, Connie. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, the railroad tracks are behind the store. Now, if the railroad tracks are behind the store, right?
Yeah.
Why'd Costco put a giant sign facing the back of the store?
Ooh!
Okay, so now I'm not such a scumbag. So now
For the very reason that there's railroad tracks running by it.
Well...
1-800-449-8686. Tisha, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Ma'am.
I was just driving down the freeway listening to this pretty much absurd person talking about this. And I'm sorry. I know that you're a CEO of Fraser Foods.
Yes, ma'am.
To be honest with you, I would not go to your store just for the things that are coming out of your mouth right now.
Why?
And I honestly think that you are doing yourself more damage then you are good, because you're taking this situation that happened and basically wishing that it happened to you so you could have the same benefits
You said you'd rather have a train crash.
I said if the train's going to crash and there's nothing I can do about it.
I would prefer it to be in front of your building so that you would have 3 hours of your employees' aprons on the TV.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Why did Costco? My husband is a retail printer, so
why did Costco put a sign facing a railroad track? See, that's kind of iffy.
That's kind of the same reason why people who work and have offices next to a freeway put their signs on the freeway.
A freeway, because there's a lot of cars. A railroad train comes along once every
It's a commuter.
Well, look, it's a commuter train, so yeah,
it's a commuter train.
And I know
totally
you're calling.
Makes sense to me.
I know you're calling from Atlanta, Tisha. So you know that in Atlanta they have rapid rail.
It's actually Marietta. Sorry, California.
Oh, Marietta, California. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Well, but the Atlanta area where I used to live have a train rail running throughout the city, a very busy city, and you know a lot of times they'll cross roads, and so you know it's impossible not to see a sign someplace.
See what's going on here? No, but what's going on here? Costco gets all the good stuff, and Mr. Hendry, you're doing a half-hour commercial for them. Thanks a lot.
Well,
and this caller is...
I think you are doing a half-hour commercial against
they
yourself.
They got 5 years
that's
worth of advertising costs for free, and I want the federal government to look into it.
And that's fine, but I think you're doing more damage.
All right. Tisha, thank you. 1-800-449. What's the federal government going to look into?
How come they get to be on TV for 4 hours and I didn't? That's all, and other retailers didn't.
Because a train crashed near their store.
Okay, and then they all go running out with waving the Costco apron. And let's bring out some of the chickens.
Oh my God, man, you're reducing what these fine people did. You know, you talk about your Christian charity, huh? I don't know whether these people were even Christians, but they ran out there
Well, see, now you're going to get Christians mad at you, because if they weren't, then Christians will say you're building up like Hindus or whatever they are, and we're the Christian ones. See, that's another thing. I just want the federal government...
What?
No, I just want the federal government, not L.A. City, the federal government, to look into how come they get all of this publicity from a news helicopter and we didn't... You know, there was no train crash near our store.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bob Green from Fraser Foods, we're coming back.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Robert Green joins me from Fraser Foods, a grocery retail chain in the Southern California area. We had a terrible, terrible event in this city, in our city, when a commuter train slammed into a truck that had been left on the railroad tracks on purpose by someone who had been suicidal and then decided that he did not want to commit suicide. From a Costco, which is, you've seen them, Pick and Saves, and these what do you call those stores like that, Mark? Big wholesale outlet stores. From that store ran workers who...
And again, Mr. Henry, if I got to interrupt you, you keep mentioning the name of this store over and over again, and I'm not comfortable with it, and...
Look, all I'm saying is the employees of Costco...
La, la, la. See, that's what I meant by juvenile, and I don't want to be juvenile.
The employees of this store went out to help. Now, I'm hearing a siren. What is that?
We've come out to the front of the store here. They had a... It looks like a couple of cars slammed into each other, so I've got some of it. I brought some of my people out.
Why? Because you want to get publicity?
I brought some of my people out, sir.
Well, what happened?
There looks to be like some kind of a automobile accident. But if Channel 5, which I know does their news at 10 o'clock, come out...
Then you're going to have your guys out front?
You know something? It really is interesting to find out... get your apron on. Get your apron on. It's interesting to find out that when I want to do it, it's bad, but if Costco does it, it's good. I don't understand that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes. Actually, you know, I would not give this guy the courtesy of even mentioning his name. And all I want to do when I hear this is that I just want to say Costco, Costco, Costco. I think he is the biggest
really
whiner
stupid.
Baby. All I want to say to him is, wham, wham, wham. All he wants to do is like,
get your apron on.
What about me? What about me? You know what? I think those. I am so proud of those
Take
people
the hot
from
dogs
Costco
over the street.
Running out.
La, 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 la.
That got killed and that were hurt.
You just said the word.
And I am so happy that they did that. And this person, I would. You know what? I would not step a foot into that
Can
man's door. Ever, ever. I mean, I cannot
Mr. Green, the lady is addressing
you. On national radio talking like
the
this.
The pizzas and the hot dogs over there. What I am saying, the lady's name is what? I'm sorry.
Her name is Sharon, and I would advise you to give her the courtesy of listening to her. I know you're trying to get your employees.
Look, we had an accident here, and I've got some slush puppies. And I have my employees out here.
I cannot believe he's doing that.
Wait a second.
That.
Now, see, this is the hypocrisy. Costco does it. Running out there with the aprons.
Don't you hear what people are saying, though?
You are staging it, man. You are staging it.
I didn't.
They went out there, and it was a train wreck, and they ran out there to help. You are trying to stage something, trying to get publicity, and you are an embarrassment.
I didn't stage anything. You are
an embarrassment to the human race. I cannot believe an adult that says he's a CEO would go out and actually tell their people to run up, put your apron on, and run out there and get my name out there.
I'm hearing.
I hope that your business got plunging because you don't deserve to be a CEO. You don't deserve to have employees. You don't deserve to have a store.
Ma'am, I will tell you the way that you are acting.
I am so embarrassed for you. I am so embarrassed for you, and I just cannot believe.
Along with a relic.
But you know what? I think Costco is like. Top of the line. I think they're a class act.
Mr. Green, don't do that.
She's saying the name of the company. I think it's... Can I ask this lady...
I think Costco is a class act, and I think that you are an embarrassment. You are an embarrassment.
You know what, ma'am? I got my start in this business. Today,
I don't know how you got your start, but you know what? I think you're going to plunge.
You
I think you're going to go nose
today
down.
Today, I donate to schools. We have the Bob Green Fraser Food Scholarship.
I don't
you
care
know
where you donate to. I don't
the
care. You know what? I feel sorry for those people that got killed.
I
feel sorry for those people that got killed. And I feel sorry for those
about.
Families.
That's who we
and
should be thinking about.
And I think that you are. I think you are. I think you are a horrible person for acting the way you are, and you are being juvenile.
Sharon, thank you. It's we're going to take another phone call, 1-800-449-8686. The reaction, I don't think...
Look, so I want to tell you how I got my start in the retail food business. Very tragically, here in the Buena Park area of California, 23 years ago, a little girl went missing. They found the body right off of the main road here, which is Beach Boulevard. They found the body buried under some leaves. People came for days to pay their respects to this spot where this little girl, where her little body was found. It's a terrible, terrible story. I got the idea at the time, as long as they were coming down to see where they found the kid under the leaves, we sold hot dogs. I guess that makes me a bad guy, but I'll tell you this much. The money that I've made since then goes to a lot of schools. And
are you telling me... And you're saying this with pride, that you started selling hot dogs at the site of where a little girl's body was found? And that's those, sire, are you still outside?
I am. I told you the footlongs would get those footlongs or somebody's going to... And that little girl's body was found, and I guess that makes me a horrible guy, and yet the money that I make today goes to benefit so many private schools. We've got a charity fund for these... the kids that have the Down syndrome. We got a charity fund for them. We got a charity fund for the Special Olympics. Get over there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the
air. I would like to ask Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
What do your employees, are they required to wear? Do they wear, like, black pants and a shirt that has your name on it?
No, they wear red baseball caps that say Fraser Foods on the bill. They wear red windbreakers and then lime green sweats.
Okay. And would you ask them to remove their, you know, if like it is right now, if you don't want to be like Costco, why didn't you ask your employees to remove their shirts, their windbreakers, and their hats before they go out? Otherwise, you're perpetrating and doing exactly what you say Costco should not have done.
No, the guys at Costco wear aprons. You can take those off and you're not stark raving naked.
You could take your hat off, too, did you?
Take what hat off?
You said your employees wear hats. Do they have them on right now?
Aren't you guys outside right now with that automobile accident?
Do they have their hats on?
Do they? Yeah, they didn't. Okay. So
why didn't they remove their hats?
If you do not
want to be like Costco, you say Costco is bad, then you should set an example. Should have had them remove their hats.
That's the point we're making. Why didn't they take their hats off?
Because they didn't think about it. But Costco uses...
Excuse me, then Costco were supposed to think about it?
Ma'am, everybody is defending, and you keep saying that name... Everybody's defending them, saying it's okay for them to wear their aprons.
No, I did not say that it was okay for them to wear their aprons.
So at least you've given me a glimmer of hope.
No, sir. And what you've done for charities and such as that is very laudable. But so do most other companies.
Are you guys selling beer?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys out there selling beer?
We got a guy selling ice cold beer, yeah.
You're kidding me.
You got to be kidding.
With an accident that just happened, you're selling beer? Outside?
The cops want to... I don't know. It's a hot night.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
No. Sir...
Ma'am, if you worked in the retail business, you'd understand...
I do work in the retail business.
Who do you work for?
I work for Ralph's Grocery Company.
What a toilet. A real toilet.
Excuse me?
I go to Ralph's. A lot
Ralph's
of people...
Ralph's has a very good reputation. I also work for Hughes Markets.
Hughes?
Yes.
You go into Hughes half the time, you might as well be shopping in Tijuana. There's nothing on the meat for racks. There's nothing.
Excuse me?
And I'll tell you something. Tell that guy.
When's the last time you went into a Hughes, and where did you go?
I went to a Hughes down here in probably in Ybor City, a real dump.
In what city?
Ybor City. Ybor City.
It's down near San Diego or something, yeah.
Excuse me, but Hughes never had a market in that city.
Oh, and you said you worked for Ralph's.
So you couldn't possibly have gone there. Yes, you, I do work at Ralph's.
Well, you know all about
you
everybody.
Were doing use.
I bet you worked for Costco at one
you
time, running around
no,
near a multi-fatal accident wearing your big red apron.
No,
not
actually,
me. Not
I don't.
Me, sister.
All right, look at Brenda. Thank you for bringing a little perspective from the store. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, by the way, Brenda, don't forget the double bag.
Now, all right, hold on for a minute, because you want to make everything a big, fat joke.
I'm making it a joke. Costco gets 4 hours of free airtime. Tell that guy to get out there with the beer.
Mr. Green, I need to talk to you, okay? Here is Sandy in New York. Go ahead, Sandy.
Yes, I'd like to speak to that person, Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am. Bob Green, how are you?
Well, I'm fine until I heard your mouth on this radio station.
Well, let me tell you something. Costco runs out with their aprons. I got foot-long
hot... What would you expect them to do? Take their aprons off before they even go out there and help
the
people?
Have the common decency...
They saved a life.
Have the common decency not to wave their rotisserie chicken all over the place.
They won't.
Well, you haven't got the common decency to even think about saving a life. You got to take an apron off first. Are you... something wrong with you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me that $10 million won't cure.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
That's about all, because
all
nothing else would help you.
Do you work in a retail business?
No. Yes, I used to.
No, yes, I used to. I don't know what kind of an answer that is.
Yes, I used to.
Yes, no, I used to.
First of all, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you.
Are you a checker?
So ignorant.
Yes, checkers don't know anything.
Yeah, I know more than you ever thought of knowing.
How about some hot walnuts?
Yeah, well, do you ever think of the people's lives or the family?
This guy's out selling hot walnuts beer.
Hot walnuts right here.
What an idiot he
is. Boy, I'm telling you.
Dear God Almighty.
You know what? Do you mind if I sell hot walnuts while you babble on?
You are you are the most ignoramus person I have ever heard.
Sandy, thank you. Mr. Green,
I don't have time right now. Hot walnuts right here, pal. Hard-boiled eggs, too.
Oh, get a load of him hanging up on me. 1-800-449-8686. You listen to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I don't see how that guy can figure he's going to get any kind of, yes, sir. You know, you hang up on me.
I just want one thing I want to say, Phil. Chestnuts roasting on an open...
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to go to another call. Bob Green from Fraser Foods joins us. The terrible train accident here in Los Angeles costing the lives of so many people and the employees of Costco. And
your juvenile attempt at putting that name on the air, I think, is what concerns me, Mr. Henry.
It's not juvenile. It's been reported.
But you keep promoting their business and promoting their business. And yet when I go outside with hot walnuts and hard-boiled eggs... because someone crashed their car, I'm scum, and I've been called every name in the book.
You go outside on purpose. These people went to help.
No, sir, that is not the case, in my opinion.
Let me go to Pamela. Go ahead, Pamela. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, I'm here, and this is the first time I've ever called into a show and been this absolutely livid. First off, I'm not even acknowledging...
You call a lot of these talk shows?
But go out and turn the car alarms off.
What car alarms?
Set, because that's what you've done. You're sorry, you're what? You don't understand English?
I didn't turn on any car alarms.
Are you staging this, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Are you staging this?
Honey, three of my brothers are LAPD. One of my brothers is a sheriff.
Three of your brothers?
You don't keep telling me. I know what car alarms sound like, and that's a car alarm. And once the fire department gets to a scene, number one, first and foremost, they shut their alarms off and leave the lights running.
Any red-blooded American
who has any brains knows that. And let's just leave it at that. Second of all...
Well, I've been insulted by this
shut
lady.
Shut up.
No, I'm not going to shut up. You don't tell me to shut up. I tell you to shut up.
When I was driving in a 5-mile radius, you said Costco 28 times.
Yeah. That's because the host kept
shut
saying
up. Let me finish.
No, you don't tell me to shut up.
I'll tell you to shut up.
How would you like to be found someplace?
What does that mean?
Find me, darling, and my brothers will go after you.
Your brothers.
Anyway,
yeah, one of them
shut
is
up
a
and
bailiff.
Let me finish.
Is he a bailiff with the sheriff's department? It's because, all right, all rise.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
Know what he does?
I'm not going to acknowledge what you say.
Is he the guy that says,
if
who's here on a drunk driving charge? Go over
well
to Division C.
If you were well-educated, you would damn well know that Costco didn't even put their names in until the second day.
Why did you say that again?
And in the newspaper and on the Internet, the people from Costco called 911 and were yelling to get the fire extinguishers and were yelling to bring the carts out. And if you have any brains, you would go and read the newspaper and look on the Internet and see that they dredged their carts on.
Hot cocoa.
Are you listening to what this lady's saying? Because she's saying things that have appeared in the news.
She obviously is paid by Costco to come on this program.
No, I just happened to work in an area where, yes, in the back of our building, our company sign is on the back of the building, and we go, and the Metrolink goes by our area.
What sense does it make to have a sign in the back of the building? That's nuts.
Well, you're saying all this advertisement. You were saying if you
had a store with
advertisement, you just forget what you're saying, honey.
No, they're doing it on purpose, is all I'm saying.
Do me a favor. Go turn off those car alarms.
It's not a car alarm. It's a,
it is a car alarm because I know the laws, and the police department or fire department, if it was not a fatal accident, would have them off by now. End
of
story.
Can I say, just because your brother's a crossing guard doesn't mean all of a sudden you're a sheriff.
A crossing guard? My brother got shot in the line of duty, you son of a...
He got shot by who? His partner?
He's
playing with his gun. That's one thing.
I'm not going to acknowledge you, but
ma'am, your brother, if he's playing with his gun...
I'm just going to make the point that you have mentioned Costco's name more times than any
Would you
caller.
Pardon me, but I've got to sell some hot walnuts, if you don't mind. Yeah, the hot walnut!
Oh, get him out of here.
I'm sorry, this guy's just a lunatic.
Sorry. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hey, hit up our website and go to the souvenir shop because there's something there for everybody. If you're a Phil Henry fan or have one in your family, there's the new Phil Henry Show mouse pad for the computer, the Country Club, the Western States Country Club, cap. I don't even want to call it a baseball cap. It's like a cool Country Club cap. We've got the new Phil Henry Show crew neck shirt, the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police, the brand new Jay Santos mug. It's a travel mug, but it's a little bit shorter and more compact than the old one. And you get the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, of course. It's the beautiful Teds of Beverly Hills classic. And the shot glasses. All there at our souvenir shop at www.philhenryshow.com.
Great gift giving.
Coming up, Steve Bozell.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.